Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Telling everybody.
You know what they say, but first you don't succeed, try again.
Wait, you went four times. It's third time lucky.
Okay, sorry, it is third time's a charm. We're talking about our Aussie homegrown heroes, our Hall of Famers, the guys that we love and we love to see live, and that is human nature. Toby, you've tried to get this tour off the ground numerous times and I feel like you're going to succeed this time round.
It feels good this time. The show's just getting better and better the more we do it. So we can't wait to get there to Wollongong.
Well, you're saying the more you do it, you are literally playing everywhere and a lot of shows. You're right. You're in Dubbo at the moment. You're coming our way June 22nd. All right, what can we expect in this extravaganza, 3 years in the making?
Well, it's probably one of the most unique shows we've ever done. We literally have one musician with us on stage, and we actually... Actually, we go from the very beginning, like even before we started recording music, back in our high school days. We tell a few stories and we have a laugh at ourselves and sing a few songs that people probably have never heard us sing before. Yeah. But then pretty much just take it all the way through our career.
I got to say, I've always been... Look, first of all, the four of you guys, you're incredible singers, amazing voices. You meld together like, oh, it's just incredible. But I've always been jealous of yourself because... You're the low voice, and
yeah.
I know with me, you know, if I go out in the beer, my low voice is better the next day. You're the inverse.
I say that to the guys. Like I'll actually wake up some mornings and I'll hear them warming up in like I could be like three floors away from them in the hotel, and I can still hear them warming up. And I'm like, no, I'm good.
I need to warm down. If anything,
yeah, you're so lucky.
Yeah, so if I can go out and have a big diet, then the next. Next day, it's just even better.
Oh, see, I love that. Yeah. I want to be a bass.
Something that is going on at the moment. Okay?
Yeah.
Neighbours is coming to an end.
Yes,
I know.
I know. It's
tragic.
It's terrible. So, Toby, we want to take you back 22 years.
He Don't Love You. Yeah, we performed He Don't Love You at the Erinsborough Dead Ball, I think, or the... Yeah.
Yeah, you did. It was at the Dead Ball. It was back in, what are we talking? I think it was 2000. And,
would have been 2000, yep.
Yep. Was that one of the highlights of your career?
It was fun. And, you know, part of the reason we did it was that we'd done a whole lot of touring, not only here, but over in the UK and Europe as well, and released our records. And so, obviously, Neighbours is massive in the UK. So that was sort of also one of the reasons we wanted to get on there was because we were going back there and doing some other touring. So, but yeah, I mean, we haven't performed on many. We've performed on lots of TV shows. But it is a bit sad that. That it is coming to an end.
I actually had a cameo on Neighbours as well. All right.
Did you?
I did. This is going back many years ago as well. I was in Charlie's Bar. I did a little performance. A long, long, long time ago. Now, all the previous stars are getting phone calls up to come back and perform on the show. Now, I haven't received a call yet. Have you guys? Did you get an email? Did you get a phone call yet?
Look, I'm gonna make you feel great now. We have not. Received any approach to be back on Neighbours.
So wait a minute.
I thought maybe we had a bigger impact on that show than Scott and Charlene, but apparently not.
No, apparently not.
They were bigger stars on that show.
Well,
than
look,
me,
there's some extras that have been at the. What do they call it? That's not the diner.
Lassiter's.
They've been in the background for a couple of years. They got a call back.
Really?
Yeah.
No, well, there's still time. And maybe if we join and become a five-piece.
Oh, five-piece.
They wouldn't be able to deny it.
I like that. You know, the first port of call, though, Toby, is for you to jump on wavefm.com.au. We've got a petition there. Get yourself and the boys to sign it. And then hopefully, as a collective, we can get all of you back on Neighbours.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That would be
like Chris. All our Christmases come early.
Oh, wouldn't it just?
That's it. See, you know, they're missing out. They have no idea what they're missing out on. Oh, it's just such a shame. Anyway, look, what can we do? I mean,
we can sign the petition. That's what we can do.
Well, we can sign the petition.
WebFM.com.au. We've only got a couple of days left before we can get Leith on Ramsey Street.
And Human Nature.
And Human Nature as well. It's become a longer hashtag, but that's okay.
You're on your Toby. Appreciate your help and chipping in with getting Lethe back on Ramsey Street.
Every bit helps.
Wavefm.com.au and all the details you need. Human Nature at the WEC, June 22.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Faking it in the bedroom. All right. It's quite a topic. Anyone familiar with that?
Sure, there's been a time in everyone's life that you've had to fake it, whether it's faking sleep or a headache or something else.
You know what? I had an issue last night. I've got to be totally honest with you. I went into the bedroom. Eileen was already in bed. Yeah. My wife, she was already in bed. And the light was still on. She said, darling, where'd you get that mosquito that's on the ceiling? That's how we talk to each other.
All right, lovely.
Yeah. Because there was a mosquito and it was on the ceiling. Okay, right above our bed, on the ceiling.
You've got high ceilings at your house.
High ceilings, yeah. And she said, throw something at it, you know.
I get it. Like a shoe or something
And
get it unawares.
Exactly. So, I said, don't worry. Don't worry, I got this, okay?
No, she spoke like this. Did you speak like this? Don't worry, sweetheart, I got this,
mate. So I stood up on the bed, on the mattress, and Eileen looked at me and went, ooh, yeah, my man's taking care of business. Oh, yeah.
You got my back. You're my hero.
Yeah,
now she's
man.
Walked into Dolly Parton.
and I was quite rugged, you know. There I am. I'm standing on the bed, just in my undies, because obviously I was getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
The view from down, it's not the greatest view, but it doesn't matter.
You weren't selling the sizzle, were you?
I said, I got this mosquito, and then I just positioned myself underneath the mosquito, and it was within squatting distance.
Oh, right.
Squat?
Okay. Yes, squishing distance. Oh, yeah.
And I looked at it and I went, okay, this is it. This is my moment to shine. And I got my palm and I start moving. And then I got an idea in my head. I went, wow, that mosquito is actually quite big. If I hit that, all the blood's going to go all over my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a little diversion and I faked it. The mosquito flew away. Eileen didn't see.
Oh, so you pretended that you squished the mosquito, but you didn't because you didn't want to get your hands dirty.
Look, I turned around to Eileen and said, got it. You know, and I wiped my hand on my underpants and got into bed. However, I stayed awake all night long.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Siri song. All right. I hate this game.
Jade, just put our trophy
on
the line.
Not. I'm
Come
not putting
on,
the trophy
I,
on the line.
I,
no, because I lost it last time.
You mean
with this
trophy?
This is not that trophy.
The greatest trophy in the world.
Jade?
I know it's only a tribute, but I still feel like this is just a tribute. It is the greatest trophy in the world.
Look, we're about to play Siri Songwords.
Yes.
Okay, and we know how this game works. Siri reads out some lyrics and...
I lose.
And we got to guess. No, you've actually won the last time, so...
That was 90s boy bands. I was destined to win that.
Give it a call. Just put it on the line.
No.
Don't be a chicken.
I can't. I'm not doing it.
Are you chicken, McFly?
You bullied me into doing this last time and I lost it.
All right, let's rip into it. Siri Songwords. It is Jade v. Damien. Special occasion today. Stevie Nick's birthday.
Oh,
Fleetwood Mac songs.
All Fleetwood Mac songs.
Oh, God.
All classics. All rippers.
All Fleetwood Mac songs. I don't know.
You do know them.
I've already, you know, they need title and artist, and I've already given you the artist.
Okay,
every woman knows a Fleetwood Mac song.
I don't.
And I must say, this is exciting news. In the past 24 hours, or maybe she just picked up overnight, I'm not sure, but you'll notice this morning that Siri has a partner.
Oh, like a boyfriend.
Don't know how that happened, but hey, let's roll with it.
Okay.
And we're happy for her. Song one.
Like a heartbeat drives you mad.
Diddly-dly.
In the stillness of remembering what you had.
Remembering what you had.
Don't know it.
Come on, it's Dreams.
Thunder only.
We've only played this song to Oblivion recently.
Yeah,
well,
I know that bit.
Remix.
I don't pay attention to the start. Yeah. I just come in. I come in at the hook and I'll sing the two lines I know and then I back straight out again.
That recent party you went to where you all got around the campfire, that was one of the
songs.
That
was one of the
tunes.
Okay. It
was
beautiful. But you may not remember that because you've been drinking.
I don't remember.
All right, it's best of three and round one to Damien.
Okay.
Let's get on to song number two for Stevie Nick's birthday. The artist is Fleetwood Mac.
What songs does she have?
Who is the song?
Something's Happening.
Happening to me.
Oh.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Something's happening.
Come on.
It's happening to me.
Oh, is that why you've got like the ears and
ears? No, I want to be with you, Aubrey.
What'd you say?
Wait, I want to be with you everywhere?
I want to be with you everywhere.
I'm just smashes.
Two out of
Well, we can finish now if you want.
It's actually unbelievable.
That's why I didn't put the trophy on the line.
It's unbelievable how good I played
this
here.
This is from your era, mate, because you're old. You're a 70s kid.
All right.
Oh, jeez, harsh.
You can come home like a freight train, Jade, here and
I don't know any Fleetwood Mac songs.
Stop the three
pick. Dreams.
All right, song.
We've done that one.
Number three.
Mamas and the Papas.
Fleetwood Mac.
Wrong way.
Why not think about times to come?
And not about the things that you've done.
It.
Don't stop
if
thinking about tomorrow.
To
yeah, I don't know.
Just think what tomorrow will do.
Oh, yeah. Play
don't
me the
stop
hook.
Thinking
don't
about
stop.
Tomorrow.
Forget about tomorrow.
Classic. Love it.
Classic.
Yeah.
There we go.
Not my time, Dino. Sorry.
Oh, happy
it's
birthday,
not,
Stevie.
Not before
yeah,
your
no,
time.
It is.
Well done.
Oh, 70s music.
Damien.
If you were on TikTok recently.
This is what you were listening to out in the Nullarbor or in Zimbabwe or wherever you were in
and
Africa.
No dreams
at the time.
And everywhere have been hits in the last 12 months.
Yeah, I know, but
massive.
It's a TikTok, mate. Dino, they're only playing the hook on TikTok. If you had started with the hook, I would have got it.
Sounds like she's making excuses.
We need to
for
get
her
our
loss.
Siri girl and a new hubby.
I don't know, what's his name?
I don't know.
His name is Steve.
He can be whatever you want him to be.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Most girls dream of living in a castle.
Yeah, most boys do as well.
Yeah, probably.
We'd all love a castle.
But when you're young, you know, that's just the, I want to be a princess when
I grow up.
And I want to live in a castle. Yep. I mean, my girls are on a lure in that stage at the moment. Thank you, Frozen, very much for that. No, we're singing those songs on repeat. They want to live in a castle when they grow up. Yep. But, you know, I've never kind of lost that. I mean, I reckon it would be so cool to live in a castle. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like that I might be able to get the opportunity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, how?
Well, because I saw yesterday that the Queen is looking for someone to move into the castle with her.
Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, like Buckingham Palace we're talking about.
Oh, like a house, you know, like a guest or something.
No, no, not a guest.
Oh.
You got a cleaner, so you got work for it.
Okay.
But you're a living cleaner, so you still get to live in a castle.
Right.
Okay, all right.
And
okay.
I thought that that would be cool. I thought I would like, really, honestly, imagine how good that job would, like the perks that you would get in that job.
So, okay.
I'd apply for it.
You would apply for it.
If I didn't have kids in that, maybe they can come as part of the deal. But I would apply for it. Like, that's a cool job. You get, what do you say? You go to your address. Oh, yeah, Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham. Big castle, though. You're going to need a big Dyson.
I haven't
thought much about the actual cleaning aspect of the job. It was more just the live in the castle.
I've found the actual.
The ideal candidate
will enjoy working as part of a team.
Yeah,
proactive approach.
Like they've put it out to the public. Like anyone could apply. I could apply for the job.
Here's an outrageous idea. What? Okay, there's actually a number here. Right.
Like an actual number.
A number.
To call.
To apply for the job.
Really?
Now, it's about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock over in the UK. Do you want to...
Give us a look.
Do you want to ring it?
Do you want me to punch it in?
Punch it in. All right, okay. You want to give it a go?
Yeah,
you, right
let's
now?
Ring it. Yeah, okay, let's ring it.
All right, you're going to apply for a job?
Yeah, sure.
Buckingham Palace?
All
right, let's do it. All right, let's do
They're
it.
They're not going to answer. What's the time? It's 10 o'clock
now.
At night.
I'm pushing send.
Okay.
Here we go.
You've reached Buckingham Palace. For big ears, press 1. For lunch lady, Meghan Markle, press 2. For the son, who shall not be named, press 3. For the little ginger git, press 4. For her madge, Queen Lizzie, press 5. She's
a killer. Oh, jeez.
So we pressed number 5?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Queen Elizabeth the Second.
It is the actual Queen. All right, Queen Elizabeth, this is Jade calling.
Jade whom?
Jade Tonta.
Tonta.
I live over in Australia and I'm just wanting to inquire about this job that you've got available at the moment at the palace. How many bedrooms are we talking?
We're talking 100 bedrooms, there are 57 bathrooms and, of course, the royal throne, which needs a good scene too on a daily basis.
Well, and what's the pay per hour?
We're offering £7.97 per hour.
You know, that's not much. People, I don't think, can live on that.
I would like to point out that we do have a rather messy house. It is when Harry comes to town, he leaves his red hair everywhere.
He's a bit of a malter, is he? Yeah, see, that's not good. I mean, is there anything that's good about this job? Because as far as I can tell, it's not something that I'd want to apply for. Have you got any sweeteners?
You get to try on my tiara from time to time, and you get to use the royal throne.
I get to share your loo with you. I don't know. Look, look, Liz, I don't think it's a job for me, but I do actually have somebody that might be keen. They're looking for a gig. Can I give you the number of a guy I know? His name's Morrison, Scott Morrison.
I know he's Scott Morrison.
Yeah, he's actually looking for a gig at the moment. He might be keen. Do you want me to pass
him his details? Has he got any previous experience?
Well, he's dealt with a lot of shit in his life.
Is he any good at cleaning up messes?
Well, he had a messy experience at Ingadine McDonald's once.
All right, send his CV through. Thank you.
Well, he's here now. If you want to talk to him, I'll just put him on. ScoMo.
Stop it.
Well, that was an interesting call, wasn't it? No one expected that.
Oh, takes her own calls.
I didn't think she'd be picking up the phone, but there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And Scott Morrison as well. Wow.
Everyone's answering today.
He's actually broken his silence today.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
There's quite a few little illnesses roaming around at the moment.
I've said and not good ones either.
No, not good ones at all. You got monkeypox, you've got influenza, you've got
Japanese encephalitis.
There's a lot going
on.
That
sounds nasty, yeah.
Not to get COVID. COVID's still kicking about too.
Oh, yeah. Well, COVID hasn't gone anywhere either. Your mate, Dr. Heff, is on the phone. And she's the oracle. She knows every single thing about illnesses.
Yeah.
Dr. Heff, straight in with the hard-hitting question, monkeypox. Do you get it from monkeys?
Yeah, no, you don't catch it from monkeys.
Okay.
So it's named monkeypox. I think they found it in monkeys in like the 50s, but their usual reservoir is actually rodents. But I guess monkeypox sounds better than rat pox.
Yeah. Well, monkeys are a little bit cuter, aren't they?
Yeah.
No one likes a rat.
So you don't have to have a monkey. It's been in Central and West Africa for many years, but our concern obviously is now that it previously was, imported. Someone would go to Africa and come back with it. But what they found now is that there are people in particularly the UK, but all over Europe, even Australia, where they're getting person-to-person spread.
Okay.
So obviously that brings back nasty memories of COVID.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this one to date is that it has to have very close contact and very prolonged contact. It is spread by respiratory droplets, but also from fluid, from the pox, the rash that you get with it.
So you're saying just don't rub yourself up against other people and you should be okay?
So if you get it to, it's got a long incubation, like 5 to 21 days, you usually get a fever, aches, pains, lymph nodes, then you get the classic rash, which if you've looked on the internet can be pretty hideous.
Oh, yeah. It's not pretty.
So similar to chicken pox, pox virus gives, like blistery lesions that then scab over. And in monkey pox, these tend to occur on the face, palms, soles, but also the genital area. So in contact with those pox lesions and the fluid in them is what can pass it on. So obviously there's talk about it being, an STI. So obviously that is one form of close contact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it sounds like it's not fatal and it's more like a strain of the chicken pox, which is good news.
Similar to like smallpox, really, and it is, which has been eradicated. We have been alerted. We received an alert to be on the lookout for it, and we have people to contact if we suspect it. But fortunately, going into, if they're not expecting it to be anything like COVID, unless it mutates, but we do have available antivirals, and we do have the smallpox vaccine. Dealing with it at the moment is how we dealt with COVID, public health, contact tracing, isolating, and then either vaccinating contacts or using antivirals. So they're hoping to get on top of it pretty quickly. Fingers crossed.
All right, something that is fatal at the moment, there has been a couple of deaths, the Japanese encephalitis.
Yes, so that's another virus. It's actually quite rare. It has been around for a long time, normally in wet areas, Asia, far north Queensland, Cape York, Torres Strait Islands. The issue has been it spread south, and it's mainly been in New South Wales, that in piggeries. So what happens is pig gets the virus, a mozzie bites the pig, and then a mozzie bites the human. So human's kind of a dead end once the mozzie bites it. It's the infected mozzie that spreads it to them.
Yeah, the thing is, when you said the word dead end, I feel like it is your dead end, because haven't like five people died from it?
In Australia, but less than 1% of infected people actually get any symptoms. So this is a vaccine. Not one that we would recommend unless, you know, you're travelling to an infected country for a long period in rural areas. So people that work in piggeries, then they will probably be offering them the vaccine. But the main way to keep it under control is to prevent mozzies. More rain, more water, more mozzies. And that's why it spreads south. So if you are a camper, hiker, working close to pigs, then obviously you would need to have mozzie protection. That's one of the main things that you would do.
Douse yourself in DEET.
Certainly it's something that, you know, we're aware of, but hopefully it's something that can be readily controlled.
All right, but something that we should all look after is the flu. Flu vaccines, what do you reckon?
Oh, go for it. It's out there. We've had lots of people infected, particularly with influenza A, lots of children ending up in hospital, even some in intensive care. So now is the time. It takes about 3 weeks to get your good antibodies, so get it now.
I'm actually going to get it today.
I think that they're saying that the problem at the moment is not necessarily COVID, it's influenza.
Yeah, that's definitely rife at the moment, and we're heading into peak flu season. We haven't had it for a couple of years because we've been isolated, but again, with all these viruses that are opening up, we're travelling, we just have to be aware and be careful.
Thank you very much, Dr. Heffernan, for clearing things up and being our medical oracle.
Great, I can keep my pet monkey.
Yeah.
All is good.
Bubbles,
all is good in
Bubbles
the world.
Will live to fight another day Leek household.
Thank goodness.
Thank you, Dr. Heffernan.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.